Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And please allow me to go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you. We magnify you. And Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Give Jesus All the Praise and Thanksgiving. Amen. Can we say amen in the house?
Amen.
Listen, before we get into this message, we all know the direction that this nation has gone. And it's going to take the church to steer it back to its course. Amen. And the only way we're going to do that is we rise up in faith and be who we're called to be, lights of the world. Amen. We are the salt of the earth. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
We are to preach truth. We are to share. We are to teach. We are to raise up those in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We are to sow into the hearts of men and women. We are to lay hands on the sick to watch them recover.
Right.
We are to do what God has called us to do. Amen. And when we get to that point, once again, I'm talking the whole church, not just Amazing Grace. I'm talking about the church across the land. We will see a revival like no other.
Yeah.
Everyone's crying for revival, revival, revival. Well, guess what? It starts with you. It starts with me.
Yes.
We have to revive ourselves. Amen?
Yes.
We have to take action. We have to do something within our spirit. When I forgot who it was a couple of weeks ago. We were in the book of Romans. And we were talking about how beautiful are the feet that takes the gospel. You remember that?
Yes.
Yes, how beautiful are the feet. And so, how beautiful are your feet? Amen? How many believe that your feet are beautiful? Oh, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. They may not look it, but they're beautiful. They're beautiful to God. You know why? Because it's your feet that carries the gospel to and fro. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 92. And we're going to look at the first five verses. And then we're just going to have the Lord have his way. Amen?
Amen.
And so, Psalms 92, 1 through 5, and it reads, It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. For what? To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Praise God. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and the harp with harmonious sound, meaning instruments. And a lot of times, if you don't know how to play an instrument, use your voice. Clap your hands. Shout to the Lord. Amen. That's what God calls us to do. Look at verse 4 right up here. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Oh, Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Did you know that God loves you beyond your comprehension? You know how you love your kids, your grandkids? You do anything for them. They're kind of like the apple to your eye. Well, just imagine who you are to God. Even more so. And so, this week we're going to be, you know, the nation is going to be celebrating Thanksgiving across the land. And we're doing a little celebration here with our church because we can't do it on Thursday. Because you're going to be with your immediate family on Thursday. Amen. But here, as a church family, we can gather and we can give God thanks to what he's done in our life. So I impose this question. Look at this. What comes to mind when you think about Thanksgiving Day? So what comes to your mind? For many of us, it's turkey and gravy, huh? Well, that's right. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, the whole works. I saw somebody brought some yams in. Woo! And then I was headed that way. I opened the door and I saw some cupcakes coming in. I go, what? What the heck is going on here? And so, you know, also what identifies also with Thanksgiving? Other than us Christians who give God thanks, that should come automatically, amen? But what's another thing that kind of identifies our country with Thanksgiving? Pilgrims, yeah. But for the majority, it's football, huh? Right? You know, you can smell the turkey while you're watching that morning game. Look, never good. Dallas and Detroit. They're the ones that are always there, huh? Praise God, praise God. And so as family and friends, saints of God, we gather around the table and we generally offer sincere prayers. But we should. How many believe we should be praying for every need?
Yes.
And let me just say this, every day. Because everyone in your life should be very important to you. By the way, Sister Yolanda went through some great lengths to make a beautiful quilt. And I'm going to ask those after the service to just, on the back side of it, with a sharp, we got a lot of Sharpie pens, just sign the back and maybe a little note to our brother Geronimo. I spoke to him yesterday, and cancer is all over his body. It's in his kidneys, his lungs. It just spread like wildfire. And, you know, we're still hoping on hope.
That's right.
I'm still believing God. But if you could remember to just sign your name and tell them you love them, you're praying for them, you're thinking, it's a prayer quilt. So all the names will be on one side, and psalms and scriptures are on the back side. Yeah, you know, yeah. Let me. Okay, so this is the front side. And then you guys sign anything you want on the back side for him, okay? Amen? And Brother Lafayette and myself and whoever wants to come along after service, we're going to take it to his home and bless him. He would be here if it wasn't for his affliction. So those two were steadfast, right, sitting back there all the time. And the reason why he's not here, because he's so drugged up, he goes, I don't want to fall asleep. You know, I mean, that's the respect he had, you know, and because the medicine was just knocking him out. And so, let me ask this question up here. Look at this. What comes after dessert? I need a nap by then. Huh? I need a nap. And for some, more football. You see, Thanksgiving always, that day will end. Our expressions of gratitude to God should continue, though, throughout our daily lives. Amen? Look at this right up here. Gratitude to God not only honors him, but it is good for us, for you. Did you know when you honor God, he honors you? When you bless his name, when you bless his heart, he blesses you. One of the things my former pastor, Pastor Leo, used to say, learn to honor God and watch him honor you. Amen?
Amen.
Because we serve a mighty God. And he's what? Worthy. Worthy to be praised. Look what King David wrote right here in Psalms 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Praise God. Listen, when we get saved, Guess what now? Guess what we're high on now?
Jesus, most high.
On the Most High.
That's right.
Can I get an amen? We're high on the Most High. And we can shout it from the mountaintop. Look what God has delivered me from. How many of you have been delivered from a life of hell? Oh, come on. Oh, there's two hands going up. Lord have mercy. You see, in the Old Testament, God used the sacrificial system to teach his people to be grateful. Throughout the Old Testament, they were taught to be grateful, to remember. Did you know that when you go to Israel and you go to the biblical sites, there are so many monuments there and rocks and stuff, and these are places of remembrance. They want to always be reminded what God has done. And this is why we must never forget what God has done in our lives. Can I get amen? People need to hear. My next door neighbor here was washing his car, and God said, tell him how you got saved. I had to pause and I shared, and he had an ear to hear. And will he get saved? I believe God will save him. Because nothing will come back void. Can I get amen? Well, that's right. The word of God is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. So we have a word that is alive. It's not ink on pages. And so when God established the Hebrew nation, he gave them very specific and detailed instructions concerning his laws and sacrifices so that they would know how to live. And though these ordinances, saints, he taught them three important truths. They're right up here. These are three truths that are should be seared in your heart, knowing what they are. Number one, God is holy. God is holy. Number two, man is sinful. And number three, obedience is essential. The only way we're going to get favor of God is learn to live a life of obedience. Can I get amen? It's never going to be a perfect life. Don't think it's going to be perfect because it won't. But thriving, striving, pursuing, embracing an obedient life will resound to greatness in your life. You watch God do the miraculous. How many love to see miracles? Okay, learn to love him, learn to honor him, and learn to be obedient, and God will use you like no other. He will use you and he will blow you away. We can lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. And because Jesus was the final sacrifice, you and I, saints, no longer required to offer animal sacrifice. Aren't you so blessed? We don't have to pull a bull up here. And the altars are not bloody no more. Praise God. Jesus, once and for all, went to the cross for you and I. The ultimate, once and for all. And one of the offerings that God taught in the Old Testament was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. See, they didn't really know how to praise God because nothing happened to their hearts like you and I today. You see, we've been born again. We've been birthed. We have the new birth. Can I get amen? So God ignited and filled us with his spirit. They were following the law. And so they were like, okay, let me try to do this with my own strength. And they couldn't. This is why they always fumbled the ball. This is why they went around the mountain for 40 years, murmuring and complaining. Why? Because they didn't have the Holy Ghost like you and I did. If they would have had the Spirit of God, they would learn how to be obedient to that. But look at this in Leviticus right up here, in Leviticus 22. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it on your own free will. They were trying to teach them on your own free will. Don't do it by by the whip. Don't do it like a taskmaster is whipping you to do that. On the same day you shall be eaten, you shall leave none of it until morning. I am the Lord. Therefore, you shall keep my commandments and perform them. I am the Lord. Look at verse 32 right here. You shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. Meaning, you'll be shouted. God will be shouted amongst the people. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to your God. I am the Lord. Let me just say this. Your unsaved life, that was Egypt. Can I get an amen? We were in Egypt as well. And then God set us free. Amen. And we are no longer in bondage. Right. Praise God. How many are so blessed to know that God delivered us? Amen. And so, saints, the twice daily offerings reminded the Hebrews that the Lord was the one who brought them out of Egypt and gave them birth to a new nation. And we know that nation is Israel today. Did you know that's the only nation that has survived 3,000 years? Actually, 4,000 years. All the other nations have come and gone. Some of the nations back then when they were formed are in museums today. Like the Hittites, the Amorites, the Termites, all of them. They're in the museum. You can see their artifacts, but Israel is still there. Can I get an amen? Why? Because that's God's people. And you have to understand this. If God is going back to save them, because he's gathering them right now, then you can bank your salvation that we are going to be changed and we will be like him. Amen. So the promises he made to them are the same promises he made to us. Praise God. Praise God. Now look at this up here. Should we do less than the Hebrews giving thanks to God every morning and evening in recognition of him as the source of everything we have? No. For me, in my heart, I want to give them everything I have. Can I get an amen? They didn't understand this concept. They thought it was a rule. For us, this is grace. This is mercy. You have to go back and say, oh God, thank you. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. One of the most precious provisions written in his word, which instructs you and I, reveals everything we need to know about the Lord. Praise God. Your gratitude, our gratitude toward God can be gauged by our attention to it. Look at this right up here. How can we follow the example taught by the daily sacrifice of thanksgiving? How can we be taught? We can begin by taking note of simple blessing that God provides each day. Like number one, he wakes us up in the morning. Can I get an amen? Amen. Did you know there's some people around the world that didn't wake up today? They're not with us no more on this earth. But he woke you up. He woke me up. Can I get an amen? And I'm thankful. I'm here, you're here. Because of his goodness. Because of his grace. Praise God. Many of us got here with an automobile. Can I get an amen? Yes. Or did anyone Uber it here? I don't think no one took a bus here, did they? Huh? I don't think no one just got dropped off. No one hitchhiked here, right? No, God gave us a car. Everyone, look how good he is. He gave us a car. He has given, for some of us, employment. He's given us a roof over our head. Clothes on our back, food on our table, children, grandchildren, precious, and they're all precious. Is that little Elliot under those blankets? Okay. Precious. Precious. He comes out on Wednesday nights. I told him when he gets about 4 or 5, he's going to know my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So you and I have many reasons to be thankful. Can I get an amen? And so often we take these things for granted, though. But they are all provided for us by our loving Heavenly Father. Praise God. Look at this right up here. A grateful heart keeps our minds focused on the Lord. You know why? Because every good gift comes from above. Did you know that everything we have on this earth came from above? Because He spoke it into existence. He spoke the entire universe. How many of you love going camping? You ever been out in the mountains where you don't see city lights and the stars are so bright? It's like, wow, look how bright these stars are. And there's millions and millions, billions of them out there. He made those. That's called the second heaven. And guess what? He lives in the third heaven. Beyond the Milky Ways. Beyond the universe. His home is in the third heaven. That's how vast. That's how big. That's how enormous. That's how magnificent He is. When we start to learn who He is in our life, we become very humble and grateful and say, oh God, thank you. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. Praise God. Even if we toss and turn all night, we can still be grateful that He's given us another day. Amen. I've heard some of you say before, man, I couldn't sleep last night. It's okay. He still woke you up though when you did fall asleep. You see, gratitude honors God. Look what King David wrote in Psalms 50. But true praise is a worthy sacrifice. This really honors me. Those who walk my paths will receive salvation from the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. How many want salvation from the Lord? Amen. Just keep walking His path. Amen. Keep loving Him. Keep following Him. Keep praising Him. And He has yet the best to come. Did you know that there is more to come? There's more to come. Praise God. I can't wait. I can't wait. There's going to be something wonderful coming from the Lord. And that's when we're going to be just like Him. Amen. When we acknowledge the Lord as the source of all blessings, we are exalting Him by declaring our dependence upon Him. How many of you can honestly say, I'm dependent upon God? That's right. Never think it's your own strength. Never think, oh man, yeah, I got this job. Yeah, I got it down. No, God opened that door for you. God blessed you with that. Who hasn't breathed a prayer of thanks after narrowly escaping a car accident? Huh? I will never forget, man. I was backing out of my, coming out of the garage, just backing up. And I looked a little bit. And there was a maybe 60-year-old man on a bike. I didn't see him. And I ran right into him. And I stopped the car, got out, man. And I said, are you okay? All he said, didn't you see me? I said, no, man, I didn't see you, man. I'm so sorry. And I asked if I could pray for him. And once I started praying for him, it changed the atmosphere. You know, I could have just said, well, you know, why didn't you shout? You know, I don't have eyes behind my head. You know, I could have went that way, but I went the other way. I came the humble route, man. I said, man, let me hug this guy. Let me see what I can do for him. And then he became my friend down the street. He lived like three houses down. And I think they moved out of there already. But, you know, it was a bump that pushed him over. But I wasn't like speeding out of my driveway. I just didn't see him, and boom, there he went. I was giving God all the glory, all the praise. It could have been worse. It could have been worse. I could have been in court. All these things. So we need to give God thanks. Appreciation helps us realize that we cannot make it through life without God's help. Can I get an amen? Look at this right up here. Thankfulness is expressed in a whole bunch of variety of ways. Sometimes, saints of God, we gather in worship services to fellowship together and to sing praises to God, which we did this morning. Amen. How many were so blessed with the worship? Man. We were entering in. Right, brother? Yes. So we got the saints right here in the north and the saints over here in the west. Praise God. But let me ask you this. Can you worship the Lord when you're all by yourself? Or do you have to be with other people? You should be able to worship Him no matter where you're at. Who you're with, when, no matter what day and time it is, right? Look at this. A spirit of thanksgiving is the result of remembering all God has done for us. Praise God. You see, the scriptures describe many blessings and privileges which result from our salvation and should invoke gratitude in the hearts. Look at this. One of the things that should blow you away, and it should be sealed in your heart, is this. God chose us before the foundation of the world. Meaning before He spoke everything into existence, He already knew you. He already knew your name. And He already chose you. Isn't that something? The mind of God is far beyond our comprehension. And He chose us. And you're probably saying, well, what is that? Where's that in the scripture, Pastor Fee? Well, I just said it. Nah, it's up here. Ephesians 1:4. Just as He chose us in Him before what? The foundation of the world. It's all in the Word. Can I get amen? Amen. He chose you. He chose me. Turn to your neighbor and say, He chose you. He chose you. And then say, I don't know why, but He chose. Nah. I'm just joking. He chose you. And look at this. We are indwelt and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Did you know that God's not... Remember back in the day when you were kids? If someone took something back from you, what was the word you called them? Ending giver. Oh, you ending giver. Oh, yeah. It wasn't a curse word. It's just how we describe someone taking something back when they got mad at you. Amen? Well, guess what? God will never take that away from us. We're forever His. Did you know that we're forever His? We are sealed until the day of redemption. Look what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy. Look at this. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who what? Dwells in us. It dwells in us. And so one of the things we should be excited about giving thanks to God is this. We are eternally secure. That's right. This is not a Walmart guarantee that you come a day after the expiration, you can't take it back. No. We are guaranteed. How many believe that? Did you know that the word guarantees in the Bible? Did you know that the word guarantees in there about your salvation? That He'll never take it back? Where's that at? Right here, 2 Corinthians. Look at this. Look at this. Now He who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us in God, who also sealed us and given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in our hearts as a guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Man, if God guarantees something, guess what? He's not going to play Indian giver with you. It's forever yours, and you're forever His. How many so blessed to know that? Praise God. And look at this. We have been given gifts of the Spirit. Because we have His Spirit, we have gifts now. Many of you are gifted. Some of you are going to be called to preach. Matter of fact, when I get back from Arkansas, there's a group of us. You guys are welcome. But Vince and I and Maui, and we're going to go pass out tracts, and we're going to go pray and witness.
Amen.
And those of you who want to do that, let us know. When I get back, we're just going to go by faith. Amen. We're going to go to the malls and pass out tracts. You need prayer? Let us pray for you. You know, God will allow divine appointments to take place. Did you know when you pray before you leave, He's already preparing someone's heart?
That's right.
And then when you get there, that heart will come right there on a divine appointment. That's how God works. And let me just say this. When you pray and then you go out there, the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Yes.
And you're filled with joy. You can't comprehend it. And it gives you the boldness and the power to witness. So that lets you know you're not by yourself. You're not alone in it. You stepped out in faith, and then He comes in and then works through you. Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. There are so many things that God has given through the power of the Holy Spirit. And here's another thing that we can take heed to. We have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
How many are so blessed to know that you have an intimate relationship with Him? He's not the genie in the bottle. He's not the God where you get on your knees and you give Him a laundry list and then you get up and you're gone. No. He wants to speak to you.
Yes.
And how many hear His voice?
Amen.
Oh, yes. You'll hear His voice loud and clear if you take time out with Him. It's a two-way conversation. Thank you, God. Look at that. Here's the key right here. Right up here in John 15:4. Abide in Me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in Me. So in other words, God has to be in us and we in Him. Amen? And when that takes place, oh my gosh, there is intimacy like no other. How many of you have just been in prayer or just worship, and then He comes upon you?
Mm-hmm.
And then He ignites in you. And you're going, oh my gosh. You explode on the inside. The corners of your mouth are like almost pinned to your ears. Because He's real. He's a real God. And He wants to have that great intimacy with you. And one of the things, by having a heart of thanksgiving, is this. We have the peace of God in our hearts. Just ask yourself this before you got saved. Were you at peace before you got saved? Mm-mm. Some of us, all we wanted to do was get in your grill. Huh. Right? Oh, yeah. Some of us were in the back of police cars. I didn't say no names up here. I said some of us. It's okay. If I'm looking at you, the cameras don't see you.
Oh,
I'm watching. I remember at North Park, Minister Reeder would all, he's the guy that always says, "Watch yourself, preacher. Watch yourself, preacher." And then an evangelist came and he said that to the evangelist. The evangelist turned around and said, "You watch yourself." Come on, we can have fun in church, right? Come on. Come on, it's not dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. We have peace in our hearts. Why? Because God said we would have peace when we become a child of God. Look what Paul wrote to the Philippian church. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ." The peace of God. Here's the thing. It's not so much that you're at war with individuals. You're no longer at war with God. And once you make your peace with God, guess what? Now you can make your peace with men and women. Because you're connected this way. Once you get connected, now you can connect like this. Praise God. Thank you, God. And did you know that the Lord loves you despite of yourself?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Look at this. The Lord loves us unconditionally. Just imagine if God said, "Oh, I love you today, but you got to do this. And you got to do that. And you can't forget this. And you can't forget that. Then I'll love you." What kind of God is that? That'd be a God of stipulation, wouldn't it? No. He loves us unconditionally. Because the scripture says it in the book of Romans. Look at this. In Romans 8:38, "For I am persuaded..." Paul wrote to the Roman church, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Somebody got to give God a shout here. Come on. Somebody got to give him a shout. He said even death cannot separate us from him. Woo. Did you know that if we die in the flesh, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord? Did you know that as soon as you take your last breath here, you are with him in eternity? Woo. Come on. You know, we think death is the last rites and prayers and all. And we, man, if you only know what awaits us, the joy, the new life, not in this body of flesh, no more pills. Come on. When I was 30, I only had one bottle of medicine. I'm 67 now, and I only got 20. Lord, help us. Help us get past this life. Help us get to that next one, oh God, so that we can glorify you, that we can be in your presence without being destroyed. We will never be disintegrated. Can I get an amen? Because the glory of God will have the new body, and we'll be able to receive the glory. We'll be able to stand before him and not disintegrate. That's why God told Moses, "Don't look at me. The day you look at me, you will die." He says, "Turn from me." And all he saw was the robe, the backside of God when he walked by him. Wow. Man. God has so much for us, saints. Look at this. We're never distant from God because we always live in his presence. Did you know that he's omnipresent? What did we learn last week? He was omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Right? All-knowing, all-powerful. He was omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent. He fills all space. He's everywhere at once. Can Can I get an amen? Amen? This is why we have to be comforted with the heart of things given when things go tough in your life. How many of you have been through some tough times in your life? Even after a Christian? Oh, come on. God didn't promise us a rose garden. But he did say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He did say, I will be with you through the storm. And there are times where he will rebuke that storm. Can I get an amen? Because he said it in the book of Hebrews. Look at this. For he himself has said, I will what? Never leave you nor forsake you. How many are so blessed to know that? Today, as we break bread with one another after this service, we can definitely see this right up here. Look at this. The Lord provides for our needs. Amen? Did you know that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory? Some of you have this on your refrigerator door. Some of you have written this down in your Bible. And for some of you, you're just reading this scripture for the first time. In Philippians 4:19. And my God, say that with me. And my God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Come on. God is so good. He'll supply all of our needs. Amen? And listen. When it's not your time to die, there's a reason for that. When accidents happen, when things happen, even before you got saved. If God already knew you before the foundation of the world, and if God already knew that you were going to be his, guess what he does? I'm going to ask this question before I go here. What does he do to make sure nothing happens to you? First of all, let's look at this caption up here. We have his divine protection each day. Each day. Now, when it's not your time, it's because of this right up here. I want you to write down this scripture because some of us had close calls in life. Some of your family members had close calls in their life. Can I get an amen? But when it's not their time, it's because of this. Look at this. Psalms 34:7. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Can I get amen? Amen. God assigns angels to your life and watches you. He watches you when you sleep. They watch you when you go to and fro. Can I get amen? The angel of the Lord is a guard. Hallelujah. Not a fast guard. Not a pulling guard. A guard that surrounds your whole life. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, God. You need to understand that in your home, he's already assigned an angel there to your life. When it's time, the angel will escort you into the presence. That assigned angel will. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm thankful that he doesn't allow you to see him. You may freak out. But he's there. How many believe he's there? If the word of God says he is, he's there. Amen? Thank you, God. And also, saints, look at this. We have the promise of a bodily resurrection. How many of you want that new body, or are you okay with the one you got now? Who wants that new body? A body that'll never die. A body that'll never grow old. A body that'll never sick. You forget about diabetes and cancer and all that. No autoimmune deficiencies. People that, what do you call people that lose their memory? Dementia. Yeah, all that. Alzheimer's, dementia, all that. You'll be keen as a tack. No hip replacements. No, yeah, all that. No. That's right. No hip replacements, no knee replacements.
Hallelujah.
How many can't wait for that? then we must believe the scriptures then, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How many believe the scriptures?
Yes.
Well, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, look at this. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, that's, just touch your skin. That's flesh and blood. Look at this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what?
Changed.
Changed. Look at this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall what? Be what?
Changed.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on what?
Immortality.
We're going to be changed, and we're going to be just like Him. How many can't wait for that day? And we won't have the, check it out, it's going to be faster than the speed of light. I asked this question a couple weeks ago. How fast does the speed of light travel? 186,000 miles per second. Check that. Hear that again? 186,000 miles per second. So it could get to the moon in about maybe traveling about maybe 4 minutes at the moon. You probably get to Mars in a few hours at the speed of light. But to get further, because the Hubble telescope can see at other galaxies and other galaxies, and those are light years away, it'll take thousands of years even traveling at the speed of light. So what's faster than the speed of light? I said a couple of weeks ago. And when we get that new body, that's how we're going to travel. Not the speed of light. It's called the speed of thought. All you got to do, I'm there. And you're there. That's how we're going to be changed. Because God's going to think it. Boom. And we will be changed. That's what a twinkling of an eye is. It's a speed of thought. Wow. Beyond our comprehension, huh? But if God promised it, take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. God is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Thank you, God. Look at this. We have the blessings of God, God's atonement through Christ, and total forgiveness of our sins. Man. Listen. I don't care what you've done in life. I don't care if you stole, robbed, murdered someone in your heart. Because that's still murder. You didn't have to take the gun and shoot them. But if you thought it, you already did it, according to the Word of God. Did you know that God will forgive every sin? And how does He forgive it? Right up here, look at this. In Him, who? In Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance to the riches of God's grace. It was God's grace that He came to the cross and died on the cross for us to pour out His blood. And all we have to do now is come by faith and say, oh God, forgive me. And guess what? He applies the blood. And once He applies the blood, now He can fill you with His Spirit and live inside you. It's turning to Him, repenting, and then washing you with His blood, and then filling you with His Spirit. Woo, we serve a mighty God. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And so, another promise that we can give God thanks for is this. We have an eternal home in heaven and the promise of the resurrection. Praise God. This is what Paul wrote to the Philippian church. Look at this. For our citizenship is where?
In heaven.
From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who will transform our lowly body, this body that you have right now, He's going to transform it.
Hallelujah.
That it may be conformed to His glorious body. according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. In other words, he's going to vanquish this old body and give us the new one. Can I get amen?
Amen.
These are promises that he said he would do for you and for me. Turn to your neighbor and say, he promised you. A new body. Come on, a new body. Thank you, God. Woo, thank you, God. Man, I can't wait for that new body. Praise God. Look at this right up here. We've been given the Word of God, the source of all knowledge and understanding. This is why it's important to be in a Bible teaching church. You could go to churches and they don't even open the Bible and they'll just preach and you don't even know where they're referencing anything from. There's no contents. There's no beginning. There's no mid. There's no end. There's no story behind. There's nothing built up to build your faith. This is why you need the Word of God. The Word of God is what is going to resound in you. That's what's going to cause you to grow in your faith, is God's Word. And when you listen to God's Word, you hear it's God's Word, you write down His Word, you remember His Word, He will then bring it up when you need it. He'll give you a recall and it'll come up automatically. Because it's alive in you. It's alive in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look what Paul wrote to the Colossian church. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask you that we may be filled with what? Knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You're not going to get this in books. You got to get that understanding and spiritual wisdom from the Word of God. And once that takes root, you'll be rooted and grounded. You know why some Christians, when they first get saved, they start floating, they end up not where they're supposed to be, and then they just float and float and float because they never got planted and rooted so that their roots can grow deep where nothing will be able to shake them. And once they have the Word in them, then they'll understand wisdom and spiritual understanding through God's Word. But praise God, we have His promises. Amen. Look at this. True, heartfelt, daily thanksgiving has a powerful impact on our lives. It results in a changed mindset, a desire to obey the Lord. How many of you want to obey the Lord? Amen. You'll learn to. Gratitude and thanksgiving keeps us continually aware that we are walking in God's presence. This contributes to a godly lifestyle. It motivates you and I to look for the Lord's purposes in everything we do in our life. Yesterday, today, and forever. God does it. And even if we don't understand what He's doing, we'll learn to understand eventually. Can I get amen? How many of you went into a predicament? You went into a trial and you don't know how you got there. Until you get out of that trial, you understand God led you through that to teach us something. Can I get amen? This is what I love about God. He constantly teaches us. Hallelujah. And so we're coming in for a close, saints. I need us to look at this. When the bottom drops out from our lives, and when trials come our way, and we freak out, and some of us panic, some of us fear, some of us will get a report from the doctor and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And yet God said, I didn't tell you that. Man said that. But I didn't tell you that. Can I get amen? How many would rather believe the report of the Lord? I'd rather believe the report of the Lord. Because no matter what when times look dark and bleak, the way you come out of that situation is through praise and worship. Hallelujah. And singing psalms in your heart and giving Him praise and glory. So let's look at this. Results of gratitude and things and thankfulness. When you find yourself in that place, this is what God does. God removes anxiety. Did you know anxiety is a culprit of fear? With anxiety, everything else sets in. Fear, hostility, fright. You become anxious for nothing. And look at number two. Praise and gratitude drive out fretting and worry. It keeps our focus on the Lord. The situation may not change, but our attitude will. Can I get an amen? See, we want to get out of that fire right away. But God said, wait a minute. Praise me through it. Worship me through this. I'm not going to leave you through this. And you'll come out of this. Can I get an amen? And this, the last thing I want to say regarding this message is number three. God energizes us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually when we give Him all the praise and all the thanksgiving. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. I'm speaking now to those who logged in on Facebook and YouTube. And maybe you never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe, just maybe, you were searching the web, you came across Amazing Grace, and now you're here. And maybe you never given your heart. Maybe you've never surrendered to God. We want to give you that opportunity right now to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And all you have to do is surrender your heart to Him. Cry out to God, acknowledge that you have sinned before a holy God, and watch Him do the miraculous. I don't care what you've done in life. He will forgive you for anything you have done and then put you on a new path, a new walk. You'll have a new talk. Oh, that's right. He'll even pick out some really good friends for you, new friends that don't have potty mouths. That won't curse like a drunken sailor. Oh, come on. That's just a... Come on. I'm just being polite up here. Amen. But look, we want to give you that opportunity. And maybe you're here for the first time. I don't know. Maybe you're here and never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to give all of us that opportunity. And so, allow us to pray for you. Amazing Grace wants to pray for you that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to ask Amazing Grace right now to pray with me, to pray for you, and that you would surrender your heart. Let's bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Come on. If He's worthy, if He's the King of Kings, come on, shout with a loud voice. Come on. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.